Hi there, Gia.
Hi,
Hi.
Keisha. Is that too
No,
much?
it feels like it's been a while, actually.
It kind of has. I don't think it's been a while in hospital episode time.
No, right, but
It's, what, we had
days.
a holiday or something,
Yeah, yeah. So here
we
we
had.
are, and we have three episodes to cover, and there was quite a lot of activity, I would
There's a
say.
lot of activity, and we have another sort of James Bond tie-in that I want to bring to your
You
attention.
want to get that off your chest first.
I can. It has nothing to do with the episodes.
Oh, good.
I was watching a I was looking at Hulu, the lovely Hulu. Thank you so much. And I was looking for something to watch, and Hulu suggested I might like this documentary called Becoming Bond.
Oh, dear. Oh,
And so
dear.
I brought it up with the old man. He's like, "That just sounds like the worst thing ever, you know."
That Rory, I tell
know. So I'm like, "Okay, I'll watch it on my own." So I'm watching it on my own,
you.
and it's a story of George Lazenby. That ring a bell or
Did
anything?
he
Or
was he like a Bond in one movie
he
or
was a Bond in one movie, and then he turned down the contract to do any more.
Oh, that poor George.
I know, like, dummy. So he was in, was it Her Majesty for On Her Majesty's Secret Service or something like that? I can't remember. It was a pretty good one. It was a pretty good one, actually. So anyway, this is a little documentary of his life, and it's actually quite charming. It's like him as a talking head, and then they sort of reenact his life. It's kind of funny. It's a little whimsical. So I'm watching it. I'm not done with it yet. I'm watching it. I'm thinking, like, whatever. I don't care about you or anybody else that doesn't want to talk about Bond. And at one point in his life, George Lazenby is a model. He gets roped into being a model, and which is kind of funny if you see pictures of him. I don't know if you know what he looks like, but
I can kind of imagine
he's
like
not
that.
my idea of a model, but he's got this sort of rugged 60s man look, like not hippie 60s man, but earlier, you know, like big dimple in the chin. And oh, sorry. Anyway, so anyway, he's being a model, and this is in the reenactment part, and I'm like, and then they've got these little nymphettes dancing around him modeling. I forget what the ad was for, and I'm like, that one looks familiar. That one looks so familiar. It's Sasha.
Sasha? Oh,
Yes.
in a reenactment.
Yes. So she's in this documentary. But
Sasha.
like,
No
so
wonder she's hitting
there.
heels.
Yeah, I know. Probably
That's
keep the weight
probably,
down
is
for
that
the
like,
modeling. Yeah.
I guess that's better than porn.
Is there anything better than porn? I don't know.
That is the age-old question.
Yeah. No, I don't know what's better. I just thought, isn't that kind of a weird, like, sort of kismet-y kind of thing
That
that
is, Gia. It almost, I'm sure it has convinced you that it's okay to talk about James Bond now whenever you
I
want.
don't need your permission.
I
I'm
don't
gonna
think that should have been the takeaway, though. I think we should have just been grateful that Sasha
Well,
found a better gig.
do we have to have a takeaway for everything? I'm tired of the pressure of needing a takeaway. It's like sometimes just shit just like is what it is, you know? It's like that's my new philosophy on life. It's just like it is what it is, like whatever, you
Oh,
know.
jeez.
Anyway, isn't that
I
funny?
can't
But
talk
she
to you when
looked
you're like this.
I know, I'm sorry, I've had a few beers. She looked ravishing. And she looked like a model, and I think she was supposed to be kind of like a little German nymphette or something. And
So she's got that on her resume, I guess.
that's on her resume. I'm
We'll have to
guessing
look her
three
up on the
hospital.
IMDb and see how they characterize that
What
part.
is the IMDb?
It's, I think, Internet Movie Database.
Oh my God, you just rattled that off like,
Think that's what it's, yeah.
why do you know that?
Well, it's handy. I think it used to be more handy. Now it seems like there's plenty of other resources.
In
But like,
what ways is that handy in
well, if
your
you want
life?
to like look up like a season, of a show to see like who was on a particular episode, stuff like that, and
Oh, there's a way you can do it on that, because I actually just was looking up something about Stargate and
Oh,
I wasn't sure.
Jesus. Should we maybe just try again another night? Let's just pull the plug.
And I thought I got my answer, but I thought there's probably an easier way to look this up, you know, like rather than just kind of.
Yeah.
So I need to use the IMDb.
That would have been easier. It would just, you know, doing something.
This is
normal.
My ritual life where I'm like, who was that character on the final episode of Stargate Atlantis?
Oh, Jesus. It's amazing that you found Rory, I tell you. I mean, Brit, there's hope for Brit, I guess.
Loved Brit. Okay, let's talk about Hospital.
Thank you.
I thought Brit was like over the top fabulous the past couple
of
days.
Yeah, it was almost like, you know, it was too bad that there wasn't more like of a ensemble feeling to that. You know, it felt like she was totally on her own, I thought. You know, and maybe that was the point, you know, but.
Yeah, Terry could have been a little more involved, or Brad.
Yeah.
I mean, Brad was being kind of funny when he whipped out the phone and you like.
No, like recording her.
Yeah, that was
Brad.
Funny.
He's not going to use that against her, is he?
I don't know. I would do that to you. To be honest, I have done that at parties to people, like to not put it on the internet or anything. I'm you know, I'm not Esme, but just to torment somebody the next day at work, you know, like here is you at this staff party.
You're a delight.
I mean, what are these phones for, if not that?
If not to, just make other people suffer. Yeah. Brad was funny. I like Terry's dress quite a bit.
Terry looked lovely. I thought Sam looked quite beautiful. I'm kind of, what? Oh, no. You don't think so?
Well, it just seemed like, you know, like you said last time, they're like sort of signaling a change in, you know, direction.
Yeah,
and
hard.
This was like,
hard.
Like, so now she's Little Bo Peep. I mean, like, it was a little too far, you know?
A little too flouncy, too many flounces.
Go from like the t-shirt and the black jeans or whatever to like every real possible and flowers and stuff, and then
too,
the braid
too much
and
Laura Ashley involved.
It's just kind of and it seemed like there was, and normally, you know, I'm a big fan of the print, but it felt like, you know, there was like a fire sale at the
dress
factory.
Floral. Everybody, you come up with these weirdest scenarios about these sales and and contests and trucks and stuff.
You've got your
I thought she looked pretty, but maybe it went too far. I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't really assess her objectively. You know, I was like, does she look pretty? To me, it was like, what are they doing to Sam? You know, it just felt like, I don't know. It doesn't quite ring true. I don't know.
They're trying to make a new Sam, I think, is what they're doing.
Yeah, with the same old person.
Yeah. You know? Because her path with the other direction kind of ended. Jason's gone.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Well,
I mean,
maybe you're right. But
I don't know. No, I don't know. Maybe it's not that big a deal, you know.
Well, what'd you think of Maxie's look? Because that was equally floral. And
it was. Maxie, we've been waiting for her to sort of return to her more like fashionista kind of personality, you know, so that seemed a little more like, I guess, that was not as unexpected as what they
No, I guess that goes with their character, you know? But while we're being super shallow and talking about how people look, let's keep going with that. So Brooklyn was not in a blazer,
right? She was wearing colors, not just black.
And she was wearing colors, so I wondered how you felt about that.
I was okay with that, and I think Brooklyn she has got great legs, you know. And
she does, and so maybe that's always every skirt is above the knee.
Yeah, yeah.
She would have been sent home from my high school every day,
every single day. Yeah.
Yeah. Did your high school have that rule?
I don't think so. I don't, maybe it wasn't the era of pushing the limits like that. I don't know, but what I don't,
you're not like 20 years older than me or anything. What do you mean?
Maybe enough though. Like a few years, maybe that was all the difference, you know.
I was in the deep south as well, so that made
yeah there you go. That could be different.
They would literally send girls home. They were sending them home all the time.
Oh, interesting.
Not me.
No, you didn't become a lying, duplicitous slut till much later.
No, much later.
What were we talking about? Jesus.
Fashion. We were on fashion and the pool party.
Nobody's more qualified than we are to talk about.
Yeah, the pool party. I found the pool party, like, I enjoyed Brit tremendously. Yeah,
I like when she grabbed the tray.
Oh, yeah, that was hysterical. Yeah, you did. Yeah, I liked it. Yeah.
What did she say to the poor girl?
I don't remember, but it, like, the girl kind of held her own a little bit there for a minute.
She did. She was in it. She's like, this is my one shot.
Yeah. But yeah, that was good. But the whole part, like, it just felt like thrown together. Suddenly there's this fundraiser singles thing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There could have been a little backstory there.
Yeah, a little build up, so we knew it was coming. And
yeah. And I guess we did learn that there is no roof over the pool.
Right, right.
So that's one question answered for us.
Yeah. We've got a new character, the guy with the parachute.
Yeah.
So far, not terribly appealing.
Nope, not really. Yeah, I don't know.
Enough of a beefcake to pull off, like, if that's what they're going
to do. Really, yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know. So we'll see how they manage to.
We're hard to, and I think they're just building up to Spinelli being the
brains behind all of this.
Yeah, which is like, is that interesting? Not really.
I'm not sure. I don't think so. Oh, and I wanted to say also, back to Brooklyn and Chase, they were like, I just felt
tiresome.
Like they were, to like getting close and then, you know,
I don't know that
off each other, like magnets.
Yeah, like what's holding them back? It's kind of, you know, mirrored a little bit with Anna and Valentine. Like, what is this sort of fake distance they've put between them that when they've already, like, both couples have kind of said how they feel about each other. Yeah. And then it's like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I don't get it. And I kind of wondered, like, I felt like that shooting range.
You think that's a hot target new stat that they're going to be using now?
I bet they were kicking themselves. I bet they were really, because it was very tone deaf for what's recently happened.
Yeah, right.
I mean, obviously, I can't hold them, like, you can't blame them, but like that wasn't.
And if anybody needs to have some target practice, I think it's Anna and Valentine. You know, we've seen the bad guys get away from them more than
they're useless. Know? Yeah. But I was like, oh, at least it's over. You know, the one day was Ava and Laura. And, but then it went on and I thought, oh, that's kind of too bad. Cause he was trying to be sort of lighthearted and Bondian, dare I say a little bit Bondian. And, I just came up with that Bondian.
I'm going to encourage that sort of thing.
And it was just unfortunate because like you couldn't help but be sort of jolted by it. And
yeah.
I don't know. The whole gun thing kind of jolts me. That's not right. Kind of hits me wrong anyway. I'm not from a, well, that's not true. Like I was going to say I'm not from a gun family, but my father was in the military and, I shot a gun once in my life.
Yeah.
Did you ever shoot a gun?
When I was in Iraq, I did. And it was fun, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I
have no interest in it, you know, outside of like, you know, a war zone. Yeah. You know,
a war zone. Well, I wasn't in the war zone. I was older, but we were on a family vacation and it was like we took guns to an uninhabited island to do target shooting. You know, like that's how,
like Family Survivor or something.
No, it was like Wisconsin on a lake kind of thing. And it was like my dad and some uncles and, you know, everybody that's like kind of, you know, military kind of guys. And, But I wasn't like in love with her, but I felt the sort of like the safety of like, it wasn't like we were like hanging around with all the grandkids running around just shooting guns. You know, it was like, you don't do that. You know, you like, it was. So anyway, my exposure to guns has been brief, but I felt like in the proper, with the proper sort of respect for how you're supposed to handle them.
And this, I mean, this kind of feels like there isn't really much purpose behind it, I don't think. I don't like Ava and Laura, like practicing shooting.
Yeah, like they would actually do that? Would they do that? I don't know.
I don't know either. It's almost like when they did the axe throwing thing. You know, it's like, let's, how about we stick to like Rosie's or, you know.
But you know what? A friend of mine, former friend in that I don't live there anymore. Not like we broke up as friends, but I saw Facebook pictures of like, she'd gone to one of those axe things. And I thought, oh, it's like a thing. Cause she's like a lot younger than me. So I thought, okay, well I'm just out of it as far as what
it is a thing, but it seems like a really stupid thing.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And I said Rosie's and I was thinking that's a local diner. I was thinking about Kelly's. I feel like they should all just be hanging out at Kelly's or Charlie's.
And I just went with it. Rosie's.
I was like,
you know what? That's like the bar on MASH, Rosie's. Maybe that's why I went with it.
Maybe. Yeah, that makes sense.
I am wicked old. So well, anyway, I bet they wish they could have taken those scenes out, but they probably spent a lot of time on them. I don't know.
It was probably also a relatively cheap set, you know?
Yeah, because they didn't even have glass between the, you know, it's like they were like separate like things, but no glass.
Like that's
so stupid.
That was So, but all right. So we had a couple of significant sort of settings beyond the shooting range. We had Windermere.
Lots of hanky-panky.
That was like gross. That was gross. That's
in one sense, though, I was just like, oh, glad it's like, I'm glad it's over. You know, I'm glad it's finally come to a head.
Yeah. But like,
that sounds gross. But yeah, the whole thing was gross. They were like catfish or something. You know? They just muckled onto each other like nobody's business in it.
Yeah.
It felt not in the least bit sexy.
No, not sexy at all. Just wrong and gross. And then Nicholas, like, you know, it looked like maybe he was realizing just how gross it was, but then they started like kissing again. It's like, oh man, you can't be saved, I don't think.
No, and that was unfortunate because I thought maybe at the last minute they'll be like, he's totally going to entrap her somehow. But
but now, like, what? He really didn't have a plan. Like, he was just like.
And is there anything redeemable about his character at this point? Like, he's so not worthy of Ava that I can't even. Ugh. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
And what was up with her outfit? What is that, like, little top she had on? Like, what is that?
What's her name? Esme, you mean? Or
Little like weird half tank toppy thing.
It wasn't even a nice, like a sexy outfit, right? It was sort of just like.
No, it was like a weird, I don't know. And it didn't look very clean.
Yeah.
it looks sort of gray or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't get sexy out of any of that.
No,
and they both were just
either.
Like, they probably had to really like steel themselves to do that scene, but they like, I feel like they overdid. Like their mouths were so open. They were just like, ugh.
I wonder if anybody enjoyed that.
I don't know, maybe they did on I don't know, maybe. It felt yucko.
And you like, yeah, it also pained me to have Ava come back and, you know.
The classic, like, oh, I shouldn't have said, you know, just about
and that,
to.
That actually didn't feel much like Ava, you know.
No, it felt a little, it was just sort of classic.
Right.
Yeah.
Just to, like, twist the knife that Nicholas is already feeling.
And, the whole thing with Ava, both Ava and Spencer, like, Nicholas, yeah. Esme, are you here? Esme
behind this locked door.
This is Esme's jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was silly. But at least it's done with, and now we'll just deal with
the fallout or however she decides to like use this. Who knows how much longer this will go on.
Will Ava and Nicholas have any kind of future after this?
Oh, yeah.
And what was the whole, like, what is the end game for Esme here? Why does she need to seduce him?
Well, to break him and Ava up, right, for Ryan. That was
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
But I almost like what's her reward for that? I mean, Ryan seems like he can't really touch her as long as he's, you know, locked up, right? So
touch who? That's a weird
Esme.
Sentence.
I mean, like, if she's doing this out of, I can't tell if she's doing it sort of out of fear or loyalty to him, or if she.
Well, yeah, that was the assignment.
Right, yeah. Right. But yeah, what does she stand to gain, really?
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe just to not be killed.
Yeah,
Ryan.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. Like, could he really, like, kill her?
Oh, I see what you mean. Touch. Okay, yeah. I'm with you now, yeah.
I mean, of course, we know he's not locked in. I mean, like, with his syndrome.
syndrome, yeah. No, not at all.
I don't know. Yeah, so it all feels a little bit sort of scattered to me. Whatever.
But I was just, like, kind of glad that it got over with. And, over and done.
Yeah, we didn't need to see that.
Yeah, so we had that. The other big scene is the courtroom, and
courtroom.
It's unfortunate that so many big scenes have been happening when they've had fill-in actors.
Yeah.
I know they can't help
all of them. It's like as soon as it really reaches ahead, you know, then they swap out people.
Yeah. And like for Michael, dude, like, okay, can you play a real douchebag? Because we're gonna need.
I know he was doing a pretty good job of walking the line between douchebag and just sort of a dink, you know.
He seemed a little less douchebaggy, but I don't know the guy.
Yeah, well, he was on the Victor show.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't have quite the same like sort of I'm Richie Rich douchebag presence, but
the original Michael has kind of more of that like I don't know frat bro entitled sort of look maybe.
Frat. Anyway. Are you anti frat?
I don't know.
Are you anti Greek?
Have they done much good in the world? I don't know.
I don't know. I was a Greek for a little bit.
Oh, sure you were. Sure you were.
I was. But then I deactivated. It was like a whole thing. I had to give back all my stuff that I wasn't allowed to wear any of my sweatshirts or anything. I had to give it all back. You know?
They were probably secretly like, oh, thank God.
I know they were like,
fair to see our sweatshirt on top of those overalls. My God.
I didn't have all that much stuff. I was sort of half-hearted into the whole thing. I was kind of like, well, you know, why am I paying dues to like go hold hands with a bunch of girls and sing songs? Like I was like, this is not helping me meet guys.
No.
It seemed like the important thing at the time.
Sure. Always. Yeah.
But the frat. I was friends with some frat boys in my day.
All right.
They weren't all bad.
No, I'm sure they're not.
But yeah, I see what you mean. In a stereotypical way, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that sort of like golf club kind of boy. Oh, and speaking of boys, I think we let Drew off easy. But wasn't it exciting to hear he is going to be the swim coach?
I know.
So maybe they're gradually just going to let him recede into the background.
Do you think he'll have a little red speedo, or what do you think the school colors will be?
I'm picturing red with like a white stripe.
A red with
kind
a white
of a
stripe.
Short leg, you know, a little bit like not.
Oh, like
kind
of like a boy short sort of thing. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll go with that. Yep.
And he's just gonna be like total.
But didn't I tell you that he was leaving? Like, he's leaving. I don't know if he's leaving permanently, but he's got some movie or something. So I don't know what that means. But I mean, he's just so obviously not the old Drew that they need to.
And
I don't
would
know.
The old Drew have gone to a party at the Metro Court pool? I don't think
No,
so.
I mean, and the other thing with him is, no matter what, like, okay, so he's not the old Drew, whatever, but why have him just be a prop for everybody else's storyline?
Yeah.
You know, give him his own story. Like, try, maybe we would come around to him if he had his own dilemma that he was dealing with or something, anything. But he's got nothing that's his own.
Yeah.
I don't know. It would be like, I can't pick out a flattering bathing suit or.
That's his big struggle.
Yeah.
Paralyzed. Rocking in the corner of his room at the Quartermain Mansion,
like eating disorder, like a male with an eating disorder kind of thing, or something.
Ooh,
like that.
Yeah, that could be fun. Yeah,
I saw a guy tonight, like quite a heavy set guy, older gentleman, and he was wearing a t-shirt and it said, "I beat anorexia."
I like that.
not to make light. I mean, anorexia is a very serious issue.
Sure.
But I just laughed.
But you gotta love a good t-shirt.
Yeah, good t-shirt. Yeah, I'm looking for mine. Like the.
Yeah. Oh no! Don't worry. Your birthday's coming up.
Take me to Ferncliff.
Just
or
hold your horses, okay?
What did we decide on? Take me to Ferncliff Bound, or something like that.
Just be patient, okay?
Don't screw it up like I did.
Graphics, but I need to bash Drew a little bit more.
Oh, go ahead, feel free.
Well, didn't he feel like kind of a creepy old man at that party? I know he's probably not much older than anybody there, but just like his, I don't know, his demeanor and everything, it just seemed like, what are you doing sniffing around all these young people?
You know? Okay, I didn't have that vibe, but okay, because I hadn't thought about his age. It's hard to.
I don't even know how old he is, because he always acts like he's got all this wisdom. You know, if people would just sit still,
yeah,
and let him
right.
impart it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, who the fuck are you? You were in a prison cell carving Scout's name in a wall for 2 years. You know, probably not much going on upstairs, pal.
Okay. I kind of wonder if they think about he and Britt together. Are they related or anything?
Yeah. I don't think so. Let's see. Liesl and Cesar Faison.
Cesar Faison. And Drew would be whoever, and Alan.
Yeah. 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 So I guess not. So I guess if Jason wasn't related.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, that would be, God, she could do
Yeah,
so
he's just
better.
Annoying. They just need to do so. I'm sure he's a super nice guy.
Yeah, sure.
But
Never.
There's nothing appealing. And the whole, like, the only storyline they are giving him, they are giving him a storyline, but it's the, like, ELQ business thing with Ned, which doesn't interest anybody other than.
Yeah, and I just don't see him as being, like, where does the passion for that come from? You know, it didn't seem like he ever really had it before. Like, even the old Drew and the whole Aurora Media thing seemed like, kind of, you know, like
a put on thing.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Okay. All right. So should we move to our next big setting? Maybe our final big setting was the courtroom.
The courtroom. Yeah. Yep.
What's going on at your house?
Miffy's got
a little something in her throat there.
yeah. Sorry.
Give her a little water, maybe, or something. Miff. Maybe.
Poor Miffy.
Poor Miff.
Yeah. So, okay. So we had the verdict, and we had, as you sort of predicted, that Willow would sort of continue to rage against Nina,
you know? Nina bash. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that just was intensified and I don't know.
And for a moment there, it looked to me like they were headed towards the health crisis with Willow,
she was
which
gonna crumble.
Which they'd foreshadowed quite some time ago with her collapse. And I thought, okay, we're heading to that already. And then we're going to, and Carly's going to have to cough up her information.
Yeah.
I did like the large print envelope and
that she cleverly placed on top of
her.
Oh
my God. Yeah. Yeah. So funny. And there's Drew like entwined in that storyline too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What is it? Why are you here? Why are you involved in this?
Yep. Yep. Yeah, you're right. He is just kind of like a foil for every other story.
Yeah.
Something,
yeah.
You know, like talking to Michael as if he's, you know, like Michael's waiting for his advice, you know, another person who doesn't.
Like everybody
really
just
shit.
who can benefit from his pearls of wisdom.
Yeah. Yeah.
From Mr. Hedgehog head there.
Yeah.
But anyway,
boring.
Yeah, so they're laying it on thick with the mm-hmm. Nina and Willow, like mm-hmm. Willow's just, oh my God, I hate that woman so much. And
yeah.
And what do you think? Do you think Nina's off like trying to commit suicide somewhere or something? Or
no, I don't think so.
Where is she? Because Sonny's like, I know where she is. And
well,
I was like,
he thought he did. He thought she was at Nell's grave, right?
You know what? I totally forgot. I forgot. God, I'm such an idiot. At the end of the episode, my brother called and I had to, like, we have shit.
Oh, come on, Steve. You've got to get your
I totally
straight.
Forgot. We have, like, shit going on in our family. And then I had to go work and stuff and I came back. So, oh my God, what happened at the end of today's episode?
Well, they talked about James Bond for about 8 minutes.
Oh, shut up. Oh, shut
over.
The door.
It was so weird.
I totally forgot. My brother called. I was like, oh, until you brought that up, I was like, oh, wait a second. Yeah. Oh, so I missed like the last 15 minutes. Oh my God.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay. So, well,
okay. Fill me in.
Did you see Nina at Nell's grave? Did you see that much? All right. Well, so she's kneeling there and it was like, she's like, oh, I don't get to love him. I didn't get to love you. You know, it's like, you know,
blah 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 blah.
Yeah, you know, none of this seems like real, you know. But and I'm glad that Diane reminded us that even though Nina acts like she could have made a real difference in Nell's life, she was in a coma for most of Nell's
right,
life.
Right, for most
you know?
Of it, yeah.
Yeah, so that was all just like nonsense. But then I guess Nina moved on and Sonny went to the cemetery sniffing around for her. Didn't see her there. And then I think at that when they show like the clip of the next episode, it seemed like she was telling somebody or maybe talking to herself that she was going to snag Wiley, I thought.
Oh, seriously? Oh, so she's going off the deep end again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Snagging Wiley. Okay.
I think, I'm pretty sure that's what I saw and heard.
Okay.
Yeah. I wish we'd had a little more, like I said before, I think, just some more glimpses that she really was unraveling on some level, you know?
Well, that would show it if she does that.
Yeah, you know, like, because it seems like even if she had won this, whatever it was, you know, access to Wiley, she still would be, you know, sort of coming unglued.
Unstable,
yeah.
Okay,
I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm remiss. I totally like. I get busy sometimes, and I just space that. Yeah, so
sure. Gia,
my brothers and I have talked to each other more recently than we have in the past, 30 years or something. And
mm-hmm. yeah, that'll happen. That'll happen, Gia.
Yeah. Interesting. No, it's interesting knowing each other as adults, kind of, you know, you don't really, it's weird that you grow up with people, but you don't know the adult people. They don't know you and you don't know, you know what I mean? Like you're out in the world as adults and you're totally different.
Yeah, you kind of have to remind yourself, oh yeah, you know, he's got like a house and responsibilities. Yeah. It's a bit of a roller coaster ride, I think.
It can be. I think they like when I say stuff like, well, I can handle blah, blah, blah. I think they, both of my older, like, you know, I'm the youngest. And I think they both probably were like, can she handle that? You know,
well, to be fair. And you say they haven't listened to us yet. So this is just based on, you know, your childhood.
And to be honest, like, I think I can handle shit. I may not handle it as well as other people can, but I would still, like, get whatever it was done. But you just have to be okay with how I do it.
Yeah, I think you're definitely capable of handling that kind of
thing. But I feel like people kind of still look at me like, yeah, I don't think you can. I don't want to bend over backwards and be like, no, I can handle it, you know, in case I fuck up.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, it's hard, you know, it's hard to be like, I'm going to do this differently than you would, and you got to be okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, or, right. And vice versa. Right. That's like a weird mm-hmm. concept.
Yeah. And but, I find that also, like, when you're sort of mm-hmm. functioning and communicating without parents around, you do kind of sort of fall back into like the childhood dynamic, you know?
Well, that would mean that they were both like holding me down and giving me what they call it, Indian burns or whatever.
Yeah.
They called it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Playing that charming, like beautiful game called Why Are You Hitting Yourself?
Classic stuff.
That was one of their favorites.
Wow. Yeah. Well, another piece of the puzzle, America.
Yeah. Did your brothers play Why Are You Hitting Yourself with you?
No, but I have one older brother and three younger brothers. So it was,
it was a little bit. Yeah. You were probably hitting them.
A little bit. All of them.
That's true. I forget about that. That's a whole different dynamic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's not General Hospital. Okay. Sorry.
No, but it's not. It's not. Were you surprised that Carly kept the news from Drew?
Well, she'll spill it.
Did you get the feeling that he was trying to convey on his
he was like conveying that,
had been lying to him.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But
I'm just so sick of him. I just like want him to get out of everybody. Get your beak out of everybody's business, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go put on your swimsuit and your whistle.
Just
get to work.
Stay at the pool. Just stay at the pool.
Stay in your lane, dude.
Yep. Oh boy.
That'd be a good t-shirt too. Stay in your lane, dude. So was there any cliffhanger at the end that I need to know about or anything?
Well, just the Nina thing. What's the Nina thing? Okay. I guess. Yeah.
Boy, Wiley was quite precocious and held his own as an actor today.
Yeah, I suppose he did. The bar wasn't very high, really. I didn't think with.
Well, he spoke really clear sentences and everything. I mean,
he did. He did. That's true. True. Yeah. But it felt like, you know, Willow has become fairly one-dimensional lately. Michael, you know, it feels like we're not getting all these different like aspects of these characters right now, really.
Yeah. Well, you know? We know we're going to have a health crisis with Willow shortly.
Yeah.
That will force Carly to reveal what she knows.
Yeah. And is there going to be much fallout for that?
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping Willow and Michael just hit the skids hard.
But will they be mad at Carly at all for keeping that from Willow?
Well, probably, but I predict that Willow and Nina will eventually come together. And that Michael and Willow will break up.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know where that'll leave Wiley.
Interesting.
I think the mother-daughter bond thing will have to be explored by those two.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're both such kind of broken people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, had such bad experiences with that whole thing.
Yeah, it would be interesting also if we could see not just Willow sort of deteriorate physically, but have also like some cracks in her psyche start to show, you know?
Whoa, like what do you mean? What do you want to happen there?
Well, I don't know. Like just maybe like she's always been so sort of stable, you know, or steady kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe if she,
I'd like to just see her just go off on Michael.
That would be fun. Yeah. Uh-huh. but she does seem to get like a little intense, you know, and like
when yeah.
she's focusing on like the trial and Nina and how bad Nina is, or when she's studying, like sort of goes too far and doesn't take care of herself, you know, maybe she could become like run herself ragged, you know.
They draw big black circles under her eyes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what the health crisis will be.
I don't either.
But yeah. Well, anyway, so I like what they're setting up there, but they need to just go ahead and do these things. But.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So yeah, now we're just waiting for the consequences of a lot of this stuff.
A lot of stuff. At least they're moving things along. So yeah. Like that.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, there was some good stuff. I apologize. I missed the last bit today.
Well, that's okay. That's all right, Gia. All
right. Filled me in. I can't believe I missed the Bond stuff, but
yeah, and you know, and I think there was even a little bit about succulents, but you know, I'm sure they'll talk about them again. Don't worry, you know, it's fine.
I'll go watch it on Hulu if you must know. Watch a little bit of that and maybe a little Stargate or something.
Oh, geez, okay, okay, Gia, sure, whatever you.
Okay, well, we should probably wrap it up. I think we're going way over our usual time here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh well. All right.
Okay. Well, we'll talk again in a few days and see what happens. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Gia. You have a good night.
You too. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Yes, we'll see you next time.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye.